Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
All right, Jonah Cameron, John Ritchie, we get ready for tonight. The Eagles and the Bucks. Twitter poll question of the day. It's brought to us by the Casino at Delaware Park. Beers and Gears, the Craft Beer and Car Show, is back Sunday, October 24th at Delaware Park. Details online at DelawarePark.com. Today's question, who wins tonight, the Eagles or the Bucks? You can vote at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter. Certainly throughout the course of the show, there has not been much optimism expressed by us or callers. A couple people. But, I mean, very, 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 very few couple people. All right, fantasy football with Paul Charchin. We do it every single Thursday at this time. And a rare game day as we get ready for an Eagles game, I should say, on a game day. And John Paul is with us.
Brought to you by Parks Casino and Sportsbook. New customers get your first bet risk-free up to $500. ParksCasino.com/PA. You must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
And Paul, of course, from GuillotineLeagues.com. And I want to talk a lot of fantasy football, Paul, but also sneak in a Ben Simmons question. How you doing, Paul?
Good, thank you. And let me tell you, we talk about Ben Simmons in this town all the time.
Yeah.
There's still hope here that Ben Simmons finds his way to Minnesota. Although, I mean, it sounds like the relationship has improved there in Philly, right?
No, has not improved at all. He's back to collect paycheck.
Okay.
No improved relationship. So, Paul, one quick Minnesota question on that front, and then to football. So,
yeah,
people in Minnesota want him. What are they expecting that the Timberwolves would give up to get him?
Well, that's a great question. And where it gets kind of complicated here in Minnesota is we've got a couple of players that we're just not going to part with. And, of course, those are the players that Philadelphia would want to have in all probability. Cat's not going anywhere. And Anthony Edwards, who should have won Rookie of the Year last year, is not going anywhere.
Right.
But everybody else is viewed as movable. The guys that you would almost certainly want to include, Malik Beasley is a really good, very fluid shooting guard and can score and has a lot of versatility. He's a very promising player that I think would want to be in it. And D'Angelo Russell's where it gets really, really tricky is because, you know, Russell and Kat are like best friends. And they, you know, the whole reason Russell's even on this team is because Karl Anthony Towns wanted him on the team. And so while Russell should be in play for this, I don't know if the organization has the intestinal fortitude to take D'Angelo Russell away from Karl Anthony Towns.
It's so complicated on so many fronts. All right, Paul, let's do fantasy football here. Again, GuillotineLeagues.com for all of Paul's work. We'll start with tonight, Eagles and Bucks. Paul, Quez Watkins, for those that own Quez Watkins, if Dallas Goedert does not play tonight and Tampa Bay's defense we know is bad in the pass defense, should Quez Watkins be started by local Quez Watkins fantasy owners?
Why, yes, he should, as a matter of fact. You know, the slot has been a problem for this team really all season because if you remember Tampa Bay going all the way back to week one, Tampa Bay lost its slot cornerback, Sean Murphy Bunting, right off the bat. And they've been filling in with Ross Cockrell, who's not very good. And so that is an exploitable matchup. Now, you guys know, Watkins, you know, he's like three catches a game, so he's got to make something kind of special happen with those three, but he does that a lot. So, yeah, as a dart throw, I do like Quez, but I like Devonta Smith a ton in this game. Man, I think, by the way, I think your team's going to win. Can we talk about why I love this matchup for Jalen Hurts and why I think Jalen Hurts he's going to put it all together right here. And here's why. Nobody can run on the Bucs, elite run defense, right? But the Eagles are the one team that doesn't care about that. You know, most teams come into these games against the Bucs, and they, you know, they always want to get the running game going, right? In every game, but nobody ever can against the Bucs. So they flounder away for like the first third of the game, trying to run. It doesn't work. They punt a bunch, and then they just go, all right, fine, we'll go pass. But that's not going to be the case here. Your team, as you know, never runs the ball anyway. Your running backs are averaging 8 carries a game over the last 3 weeks. So they don't have to change anything about this offense to do an attack what Tampa doesn't want to see coming, which is the passing game. No team gets passed on more than Tampa Bay. 45 passes per game. And that fits perfectly too. You look at the banged up secondary, no Winfield, no Davis, no Sean Murphy Bunting, who we mentioned. And that all plays into this as well. And their spy linebacker, Levante David's out. That's going to trigger some running options for Hurts. I think the whole thing comes together right here. And we're going to have an explosion of points. I think Hurts is going to play his best game that he's played as a pro so far. And I love the way this whole game sets up for the passing offense in particular.
Holy cow, Paul. That sounds great. Music.
Do you hear anything, any part of that?
Do
you disagree with any part of that?
Well, yeah. I mean,
the part about the Eagles winning.
Yeah. I think they are certainly susceptible through the air. But we also, in addition to not running the ball, we are hesitant to push the ball downfield. You know, it's all short, dink and dunk, collegiate looking screens and that sort of thing. And that's falling right into what Tampa likes to do, which is, you know, limit the length of those passes. They want to keep it all underneath. We're going to have to go outside our comfort zone. And I expect that they'll try. I hope that they'll try, but we don't have much faith that they'll put their faith in Jalen Hurts in that way.
Well, here's why I think I don't disagree with that. And I think clearly the passing weak point for Hurts has been his deep ball accuracy. Mm-hmm. But we've seen this offense get longer in passing game is getting longer downfield than it was earlier in the season. Devontae Smith's up to 15 yards per target. That's great. And if the coverage isn't going to be so good in the back end of this, again, no Winfield Davis, then that gives you a little more cushion for the off passes that aren't right on target from Hurts. Mm-hmm. And I think Smith gets underneath those.
All right. Well,
that's my counter to that.
Well, good. I mean, I hope you're right. Yeah. That would be amazing. Leonard Fournette has been, hasn't been outstanding, but this week it is a nice matchup. Is he emerging as a safe weekly starter?
You know, I think he is. And this is saying a lot because no offense has been more frustrating for fantasy owners than the Bruce Arians offense. And the worst thing you could ever do is actually believe Bruce Arians, who's a stone cold liar. I mean, if he tells you going into a game, yeah, we know we really like what Ronald Jones has been doing in practice. We want to get him more work. That means Ronald Jones is going to get nothing. And so I like the fact that we now have some real life data to go on. Leonard Fournette averaging 15 touches per game, and he's caught the ball at least 3 times in every game. Those numbers don't lie, even if Arians does. So we know he's going to be involved in the game plan. Jones is getting nothing done anyway. And Fournette getting a ton of work the last couple of weeks, 250 total yards for Fournette and a touchdown over the last 2 weeks alone. Your Eagles just struggled to stop Chuba Hubbard. So I think this is a nice matchup for Fournette this week. And going beyond that, I think he's become predictably startable.
Paul Charchin with us here from GuillotineLeagues.com. All right, Paul, Russell Wilson out for some time here. Obviously one of the great fantasy players.
Yeah.
The impact on his owners, that hurts, but also guys that have DK Metcalf or Tyler Lockett. How do they go about that if you got a wide receiver that now has to play with Geno Smith?
Yeah, really tricky, right? Because you know, we don't even know really what the book is on Geno Smith anymore because it's been 7 years since he played meaningful football.
The book is simple. The book is he stinks.
he did, that's for sure.
He didn't look that stinky.
When you really want like a three.
He looked better.
He did. He looked okay, didn't he? Until that game-ending interception, and Tyler Lockett fell on that play. So you know, maybe it wasn't even that shouldn't even been an interception. But that was the problem with the old Geno Smith. When you want your quarterback to have like a 3-to-1 ratio of touchdowns to interceptions, when Geno Smith was a starter, he was 1-to-2 in ratio, twice as many interceptions as touchdowns. And that's what crippled his whole career. but it's been so long. Maybe he's gotten better at that. But here's what we know for sure. He's now throwing the same gorgeous downfield rainbow pinpoint accurate bombs that Russell Wilson used to. That ain't happening from Geno Smith. So they're going to throw less. They're going to throw downfield less. It's going to have to be a lot more underneath stuff. I think quicker release stuff than what Russell Wilson had. And that's going to mean that DK Metcalf and Tyler Lockett, you're going to have to pick your spots. Still startable this week against Pittsburgh, but they're not the every week automatic plays that they used to be under Geno Smith.
So let's talk about the other offense in that game. Ben Roethlisberger, sort of all not sure this season. What do you make fantasy-wise of that passing attack?
So Ben's been largely bad this year, right? Last year, at the end of the year, he looked totally spent. You hoped that coming into this year, he'd be better. And mostly, he's looked terrible. And even like the easy stuff, like the 10-yard flat that he's throwing into the ground. I mean, weird stuff like that. In fairness, coming off a good game last week against the Broncos, but now he gets an incredibly leaky Seattle secondary that makes for a watershed game for Ben. If he can't do it here, then we can pretty much hang it up from a fantasy standpoint at Ben. And as if you're a Steeler fan, four straight teams have thrown for 322 yards or more against Seattle. You know, they just cut their starting cornerback, Trey Flowers. They put Sidney Jones in as the starter the last two games in place of Flowers. And all Sidney Jones has done is allow a perfect passer rating, 158.3 on passes thrown to him. It's a disaster in that secondary right now, and Ben's got to get it done here.
Sidney Jones, that's a Howie Roseman special right there.
That's a Joe Conklin special. Yeah,
that is.
Listen, we got someone here, Paul, WIP. It did a whole song about Sidney Jones, and it was one of the great Sidney Jones, one of Joe's best ever. All right, sleepers this week
to the tune of Mr. Jones.
Yes,
that's
right. What sleepers this week? What are we looking at, Paul?
I got a couple for you. We got a point orgy coming between two of the worst defenses in the league when Washington takes on Kansas City. So let's start Taylor Heinicke.
Ooh.
Get this. Can I give you some Kansas City futility stats that might shock people? Because it is way, way worse than most people realize for the Chiefs. And
their defense. Man, they're bad. Real bad.
Yeah, of course. And what I forgot for a minute, it's so bad. 31st in dead last in points allowed, 31st in yards allowed, 29th in passing yards allowed, 29th in rushing yards allowed, 30th in dead last in quarterback rushing allowed as well. And that fits in with Taylor Heinicke as well. And they've got the worst safety in the league. Daniel Sorensen's a disaster back there. And he's giving up a league-high 284 yards in his coverage. That's the worst. And then the other sneaky sleeper to go with Heinicke, his slot receiver, Adam Humphries, is like the last man standing outside of Terry McLaurin, who's a great start. But Logan Thomas is on IR. Curtis Samuel re-injured himself. Dyami Brown has got a knee injury. So the only last guy standing there is Adam Humphries. So by default, we can go to him as a sneaky sleeper as well.
Hey, Paul, great work as always. GuillotineLeagues.com to follow all of Paul's work. Paul, thank you so much, my man.
We'll talk to you in a week. I think you get a win tonight. We'll find out.
All right, great. Well, I'll tell you what, and thanks, Paul. If the Eagles do, we're coming in here tomorrow charged up, because 3-3 is not expected and not the way we feel. All right, Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie on a game day on 94 WIP.
Pro football and college football are rolling along, and the Park Sportsbook app has you covered. It's the only sportsbook and casino app that I recommend, and being based right here in the Delaware Valley, Parks is the home team for sports betting. New customers, sign up right now. Get your first bet risk-free up to $500. Yeah, a risk-free bet up to $500. It's such a great deal. And how about this? Exclusive deal for tonight's game. Go to the app or website at parkscasino.com/PA. Click on the special bet to get the Birds plus 50 points tonight at plus 120 odds. Wow. Don't forget to use my promo code JRWIP. You'll get the Birds plus 50 points at plus 120 odds against Tampa. Just click that special bet and enjoy the thrill of live in-game betting tonight, too. Bet while you watch and win. The website has the terms and conditions. Download the app or click parkscasino.com/PA and use my promo code JRWIP. Do it now. Get home field advantage with their special bet at Parks Casino Sportsbook.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.